Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. So we got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Ace Gray.
Yes.
I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And it's another morning show.
Yay.
And it's the best morning show, because spring forward.
Yeah.
So not only are we tired, we are 1 hour more tired.
And it wouldn't have been so bad, like, if I had realized that was this weekend. For some reason, I thought it was the first weekend in April. And so, yeah, like I told the story on the pre-show.
Which you could get for a dollar.
You can.
And hear that story.
Oh, I was going to tell it again.
I know, but give us the dollar.
And then you can hear story.
And then you can hear it. We can't give away that paid content for free.
Yeah, you know how they're going to start feeling ripped off.
All right, fine.
We're all chipper today. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, chipper's a word for it. So, Captain Marvel. I did see this opening weekend. I was planning on it. It was going to happen because I've been excited for this movie for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, just my spoiler-free review. It was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed this movie. The action scenes were great. Brie Larson was awesome. I really like the retelling of Captain Marvel because they definitely retold a lot of that origin story,
mm-hmm.
which, in fairness, it's needed it for a long time.
I don't know about that.
Are you serious? Carol Danvers' story is ridiculous.
It gets ridiculous.
It
and
started
there's been,
that way, too.
I mean, I like the original where it was like, because like where she wasn't the original Captain Marvel and she got imbued with the Kree powers, like she was a person.
Yeah, well, I mean, like some elements of it have stayed the same.
Yeah.
But then you have like her powers were stolen by Rogue.
That's not an origin story. That's not an origin story.
It happened early in her history.
That's not an origin story. That's not how she got her powers.
No, it's not.
Did
that's
she? Have,
that's how she
that's,
died.
That's what an origin story is.
And then she came back. No, yeah, like her.
I hate Jean Grey's origin story. Then whenever she became Dark Phoenix and died, that was awful. No, it's just the thing that happened.
I'm not siding with him. That was just a really good example.
Regardless, I like this origin story a lot better. And yeah, no, it's needed a reboot. Like, okay,
her
fine.
Her character
has
much
needed a reboot.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Picky mother.
I'm getting real tired of Daddy and Daddy fighting in the car, guys.
Nah, Ace is just getting all pedantic on me.
Yes, I'm the one that's known for that.
You are. But anyway,
we're like 4 minutes in, guys. Can we?
I like how he said it. Like I'm the only one that's pedantic.
No, I didn't say you were the only one.
Anyway,
there's a reason we are pot and kettle.
Don't worry about what I'm Googling right now.
Are you Googling pedantic?
I don't know what pedantic means.
Oh my God. And now we can unify this righteous anger.
Against this Perryville education. All right.
It's more than two syllables. Give it to the boy. It's fine. Thanks, Broadway.
That's how savage that was. They need an ambulance to come get me.
No, it's on its way for Perryville.
Oh, God.
It's lost.
There's no rain.
So, anyway. You know, Captain Marvel is a great movie. The action sequences were awesome. Like, I loved every fight scene. Mm-hmm. Every fight scene felt really cool.
Wow, spoilers. There's fight scenes.
they made Captain Marvel feel a little OP, but I'm fine with it.
Well, I mean, we've known going in that, like, Kevin Feige, if it wasn't Feige, like, someone related to the MCU confirmed that she is the strongest hero. Like, she's the most powerful hero
in the MCU. Yeah. Yeah, no, they're very much like, from this movie, it looks like they are making Captain Marvel their Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, no, she's kind of nuts in an awesome way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Yeah, no, it was great. It was a great time beginning to end. Like, it was a really fun movie.
Great, like the rest of the MCU or great, like, fun popcorn movie?
Like the rest of the MCU.
Okay.
Like, it does have a few, you know, predictable moments and stuff like that, which most of the MCU movies do. But, I mean,
predictable doesn't mean bad.
Exactly. Yeah, the ride's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a single moment where I was like, really? And even, like, the CG for Coulson and Fury looked fine. Like, I normally get, like, that super, and it may have just been that I saw it really late, and that's why it didn't bother me. But, you know, normally I get that, now I can't think.
Uncanny Valley,
yeah. Normally, like, the Uncanny Valley hits me really hard to a point where I ruin it for other people.
You did that with Rogue One.
Yeah, sure did.
Andrew, for
and
sure.
Dalton. But yeah, no, this wasn't bad at all. Like, I really enjoyed it. Goose was awesome. That's the cat.
Mm-hmm.
That was just really funny and really cool. The post-credit scene was cool. I will say it's not spoilery. The second post-credit scenes, like after the black credits roll,
mm-hmm.
My personal opinion, I know Hunter disagrees with me, not worth staying for the mm-hmm. second post-credit scene. Like, after you've watched the movie, you can ask me what it is and I'll tell you. It was kind of pointless and more than a little gross.
Probably. I'm just going to stay and watch it.
I'm going to stay and watch it regardless, but I also will ask you what it was.
Why would you ask what it was if you're going to stay and watch it?
Because he doesn't care about spoilers.
I don't care about spoilers.
Oh,
yeah, I very much do, so you can have that conversation after I go home.
Yeah, you're good.
Because, like, it's not even a spoiler thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
see, but I'm the kind of person that's just, like, hypersensitive to anything being a spoiler. And I aware that is my character flaw.
But either way, it's absolutely, you know, full theater price. Like, I definitely recommend seeing this in the theaters any way you can, because it's just a phenomenal theatrical event, performance, mm-hmm.
experience,
that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Asa.
I got you.
Stupid daylight savings time. Pointless.
I learned
nonsense.
A word today, though. Like,
do what?
I learned a word today, though, so you, like, did. I'm pretty happy.
You can also refer to someone as a pedant.
I'm surprised with all that Family Guy you watch.
I don't watch a lot of Family Guy.
That just seems right up your alley. Boy, really do I got a show for you.
What is it?
All right, so and then there was a little bit of drama around this, and this has kind of dominated the news cycle with, like, how it's killing the box office.
Before we get into that,
yep.
How were the Skrulls?
Because I know they're
the bad guys, but they were, like, they did them good.
I thought so.
Did they? I don't. No, this is going to be after the show, because this could get into spoilers, and I don't want to know.
Yeah, no, the Skrulls looked great. Mm-hmm. They definitely changed some stuff mm-hmm. with Skrull and Kree, but not in a bad way. Like, if you go in expecting, like, what was in the comic books, you might be a little disappointed.
Okay.
But, like, it was still cool. Like, okay. I still enjoyed it quite a bit. But anyway, so, yeah, and the special effects. Good Lord, the special effects. And, oh, yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to mention. So it takes place in 1995. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a spoiler. Everybody knew that.
Right.
I was three.
The trailer has a blockbuster in it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It takes place in 1995. Somehow, they did a really good job of encapsulating that for me. Like, I really did believe that I was watching, like, something that was made in 1995, but with incredible special effects. Like, if
so,
that,
like,
makes any sense.
Independence Day, but... Baller.
Right. Yeah, no, there's, and they make a bunch of, like, references and jokes about, like, the era. Mm-hmm. Like, at one point they try loading a CD and that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good stuff. I really appreciated all the 90s references. That's all I'm gonna say about that. And there are a ton of them. There's so many between, like, posters hanging up places, like standees, businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was on Google when that movie was being made. I was like, we can get that. We can make that happen. eBay, like, people were just like, why are people buying this Milli Vanilli poster? If there's a Milli Vanilli poster and I, like, called it, I haven't seen the movie yet, but that would be great.
See, there's a bunch of posters. Look, I'm sure there are some that I didn't even notice. There were so many. There was a Mallrats reference.
Yeah, I only knew that because Kevin Smith made a Kevin Smith Instagram post.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting
real tired of seeing that man crying in picture form.
Right? okay, so yeah, Brie Larson made a comment about wanting the press days to be a little bit more inclusive, because she was noticing that it was predominantly white men that were doing the press stuff.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah, so she wanted to be a little bit more inclusive because, and I mean, like, even outside of the obvious reasons, it makes sense to want a different perspective.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just a bunch of white dudes, which I realize I'm saying this around a table of white dudes.
Yeah. Three-fourths of the people in this building right now, white dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one's playing Overwatch. She ain't paying attention.
Also white, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, like, it makes sense, you know, you want some other perspectives on the film than just as a white dude. So then there are certain groups of the internet.
The really
white genocide.
Trash bags.
The white trash bags, too. You see all the garbage.
trash birds.
Caw-caw.
A whole stuck bond of them.
Caw-caw, caw-caw,
hit the internet in droves after this comment, and hit like Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, and just started like trashing the movie before even released.
Is this the term that I didn't know exactly that I said I want to know what it means on the show?
The review bomb.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, so they, I mean, they hit, they hit Rotten Tomatoes there for a minute. Captain Marvel was sitting at a score of like 30%. Because of all the douchebags hitting.
Which, and this movie already had an uphill battle because why is there a girl hero?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's something that's going to be addressed in the movie. I didn't think that it was heavy-handed at all, but it absolutely sent a message of like, you know, she over, like a lot of the stuff that she had to overcome, like in her, or throughout her life, you know, just it was part of being a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't like really heavy-handed to me anyway. It was just like, yeah, no, that makes sense that that's a problem. And yeah, no, I'm glad. And she has overcome it and now is this super awesome hero.
But at the expense of the men, Jesse, won't someone please think of the men? We have had a very rough go of it for not very long. And we are over it. I can't remember the exact line from the men rights activist dude from Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's, you hit it. Like,
yeah, yeah, that was remember. The joke.
We had a rough go for not very long.
Well, I mean, we just have Black Panther. When are we going to have another white dude superhero movie? Oh, Thor. Damn. My bad, guys.
The rest of them.
All of the other 30.
Excuse you. There's a raccoon and a green lady. So.
Yeah, but the star's a white guy.
I believe he's a tree, sir.
Hey, a brown tree, by the way.
Also, I said star, not favorite character.
Fair enough. Oh, man. So, I can't give the award out on this
also,
show.
Voiced by a white guy. Your tree.
Is Vin Diesel white?
Vin Diesel?
It's Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was something.
He's mayonnaise colored.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know if he's not Seamus.
Yeah. He's not Paige. Like, I was going to say something.
What was the, so this already had a like uphill battle for this particular sect of the internet.
Yeah.
That, again, I've said it before and we'll say it again. If you're one of these people and you think we're not talking about you right now, we are. Like, if you felt the need to go and post a review of a movie you haven't seen because you don't like the message, we don't, go ahead and turn it off. Like, turn this podcast off and don't turn it back on.
Don't review us either.
We don't need you. Like, we don't want you here.
No.
Type deal.
We don't want you spoiling our audience.
We've said that before. But so it's one of those things where, so these reviews were hitting Rotten Tomatoes before it was released.
Correct. So you're earlier
getting
this
all,
week.
So you're getting all of these fan scores.
Yep.
For a movie that's not out yet. So Rotten Tomatoes has actually gone and removed.
Yeah, they removed
like thousands
like,
of reviews.
The last I looked, they had removed over 50,000 reviews.
Which,
but
good.
They're still hitting it hard. Like at this point right now, the user score is like at a 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess at this point they can't really remove them anymore. They just removed like the 50,000 that hit before the movie came out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anybody that's still reviewing it, I mean, there are people still doing it because these communities are far larger and louder than you'd think
and should be.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to just... The internet was a mistake for some reasons, and that's one of them. Like, these people finding each other and then just dwelling in their own, like, misery and self-hatred.
Yeah, if I say yelling into the self-hatred void is the best thing. Because then, unfortunately, that void yells back at you. And
on
then,
the internet
then,
it does.
And then you have a community, and then... Caw-caw!
So, yeah.
The whole stuck.
Yeah, line. So it was down to a 33%. Now it's up to 53% as of yesterday.
Man, and you know what this makes? This makes me like, I haven't seen it yet. I'm sure I'm going to like it. I kind of just want to give it 100% review right now just to be like, no, F you.
Right. Like, yeah, no, I made an account and reviewed it.
But they're saying it was a glitch that allowed
user reviews
reviews
to
before
early.
It came out.
Okay,
because apparently the 58,000 reviews that they removed were more than the entire run of Infinity War.
Yeah,
well,
like
in
Infinity.
That case,
yeah, so it's,
you know, it has more user reviews than any other Marvel movie.
This isn't like, because if it was like, if this was just a lackluster movie that everyone was hyping up because it has a woman feature, then yeah, okay, then you have, like, if there's legitimate critical complaints and critical artistic points made, then yeah, let them have the reviews. But no, this is, you haven't even seen the movie, and now this is clearly just a targeted attack because there's no way more people are seeing Captain Marvel in the first screenings than the entirety of Infinity War, in which the entire world's population saw that movie several twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
at least if you look at those numbers.
Yeah.
I use, like, my Facebook review system of, like, because I don't have people on my Facebook that I'm not a huge fan of for the most part. So, like, you'll post about if you like a movie or not. I only saw, like, one or two people being like, ah, it wasn't great. But everybody else has been super positive about it. So, like, I'm excited for it. See, because I don't use Rotten Tomatoes, and I only use IMDb to, like,
figure out actors.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah. I don't know who this one obscure person is in this movie. So I have only seen that it's been great. I've only had one person be critical of it, and they didn't give a lot of reasons for it. But it's somebody that I trust their opinion. So,
cause see, like, I've seen a lot of the reviews that I've seen. That, I mean, they get really uppity with, like, these SJWs are taking over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of those people on my Facebook.
Man, there's a certain group of people that you have a lot of friends in that very much think that way.
I mean, they think that way, but they haven't taken the time to post about the movie.
Oh, fair enough. But either way, like, because that was a lot of the reviews that I saw. They thought the feminism was a little, like, heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's any of it at all. And that's going to be heavy-handed for a lot of men.
It's like anytime I heard that Black Panther was a racist movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, so it's that. I assumed it was the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's going to be exactly the same thing. But reverse sexism, y'all. Yeah. People are the worst. So, either way, I think it was a phenomenal movie, absolutely worth seeing in theaters. I don't think it's the best that's come out of the MCU, so don't. I think it's top 10,
mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty prestigious list, but yeah, it's not.
I want to do a show after Endgame where we actually, like, sit down and make a list.
You know, there's going to be like,
like, rank everything.
Yeah.
That would be a really fun show to do.
It would also be a four-hour show.
I mean, no, we have our list prepared.
Yeah, no, this is...
I still maintain it'll be a long list, or it'll be a long show. It'll be two hours
for sure.
It'll
be a longer
sure.
show, but...
Yeah, I will say 2 hours
okay,
at least.
Okay, well, then you don't get to be on it.
No, I'll do it. I'm just saying...
it seems like it's going to be a hassle for you. You don't want to sit around that long. It's fine.
Getting real tired of Asa today. It's going to be a long show.
I mean, maybe don't complain about a show before it even comes out.
It'll be a really... compassionate show for us.
Review bombing the episode.
Alrighty.
All right. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna talk about Captain Marvel. See it in theaters, guys. It's worth it. It's really good. Disney Plus streaming service to include everything. Including like
I'm sure.
I need a price now.
They're apparently opening up the vault. So like everything
cracking it open.
I will it's a my real thing. Hat if Song of the South is in there.
Oh yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
They haven't had a release of that movie since, like, the 80s, I think. I only know that.
Before that.
Or, like, when Donald Duck was a Nazi. Like,
ooh.
Yeah. There's a lot, like, animation that's been going since the, you know,
the 30s.
The aughts. Like, before animation was invented.
The original aughts.
There's a lot. Yeah, the original aughts. the first one ever. 1900. Nothing before that.
Well, I mean, the Earth's only been up for 1,000 years.
No, yeah.
I almost used it.
I hate all of this show. There's a lot of very questionable... No, it's not questionable. There's a lot of really downright racist stuff.
And that anti-Semitic.
That was a sign of the time. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it's just like that's just that was that era.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what was popular.
It definitely wasn't good. It's kind of nice to see how we have, you know, evolved as a society in how we treat each other for the most part. But, yeah.
I was about to say, like, this coming up after what we just talked about with Captain Marvel.
Yeah. I mean, but still.
It was way worse. It was way worse.
Yeah, it was significantly worse. It's still not where it should be.
Right.
But, like, at least steps are being taken. Mm. But like, this was, it's, oh, no. It's, they're, not everything. Not everything.
Not everything.
And I will put money on that.
I would love for it to be everything just for now that movie. Like, well, we just had a movie starring a woman in a superhero movie. Now here's a really racist cartoon from the 60s. Like, two steps forward, 50 steps back.
What song is from the 60s?
I'm still pretty sure the log ride at Disney World is based on Briar Rabbit.
So,
because you go down into the Briar Patch.
Defunct Land, which has been a horrible rabbit hole for me for the last like month, just did an entire episode like 3 days ago about Splash Mountain. Yeah, I have learned so much about Song of the South that I knew it was a thing, but I've never like I know Zippity Doodah, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I learned so much about it, and that's the only reason I knew they released it in like the 80s.
Zippity.
Well, they did a re-release.
Zippity Day.
Yeah.
My oh my, slavery's a-okay. Original lyrics. May not know that.
And there's the lawsuit. I was wondering how we were actually going to get one. That one.
No, he parodied it. That's legal.
Fair use.
Fair use.
We're not on YouTube. It's fine.
I mean, even we technically are. They could have us pulled, but we're not monetizing it. So, yeah.
Double birds.
Come at us. No, please don't. Please don't, actually.
With free tickets to Star Wars. Oh, have you seen that?
Wars Land?
Yeah, but it has Galaxy's Edge. Galaxy's Edge. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
The opening.
I really
year
like. I saw a
half.
Lot of artwork of just like what Disney, like the picture of Disney, because it's just like a father and a daughter, mm-hmm. like walking towards.
And
this.
Then on the edges, there's like four people on each side.
Yeah, like how it's actually going to be, and it's just sea of mm-hmm. people.
Yeah,
because that's how it's actually going to be.
If there's one thing I learned from Defunct Land, you would be surprised. Because they're always like, that's
like
a very
the
common
opening,
thing.
The
always
opening
like,
is always bad.
There's going to be 10,000 people here, and it's going to be like, oh, there's like 2,000.
Yeah, the opening is always bad because everybody thinks the opening
yeah,
is going
like,
to be.
Yeah, and that's like,
it's the old, no one drives in New York, traffic's too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Except in
oh,
this.
Oh, no, I feel like this one's Star Wars.
It's true, but in this situation, I could absolutely see like not very many people showing up because everybody thinks too many people are going to
show
up.
I mean, again,
see,
but now like 3,000 people, yes. 10,000 people,
but now
no.
Everyone's going to think that. Everyone's going to think, oh, well, it's not actually going to be that bad. Let's go back. Let's go on. Opening weekend.
It's kind of like how the first toilet legend. Like nobody goes to the first toilet because everybody thinks the first toilet's the most frequently used. So then everybody started going to the first toilet because it was the most infrequently used. So now it is the most frequently used.
And that's how we got Balance in the Force. I was able to tie it back in. I was very proud of myself.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm interested to see what, and like, it's cool. Like, all of the movies that they've stood by, like, all of the content that they've put out that, you know, they're not terribly ashamed of, that's awesome that it's all going to be on the streaming service.
Yeah, but like, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Song of the South is not making it into the streaming service.
But the price point is what's going to be real interesting, because I feel like that changes it, because we've talked about it before of how they're going to do that, where like they could still keep the vault, just kind of have a rotation.
Yeah,
so like every three months, all right, well, we're taking out Sleeping Beauty, but now we're adding Snow White for these 3 months. Okay, now Snow White's going away, let's add Aladdin. But now if everything's just going to be there from the jump, I don't think this is going to be under 15.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a possibility it won't be. I feel like
10 is the sweet spot, like, because that's kind of the standard pricing for stuff.
Yeah.
I also feel like they're not going to go below Netflix. It's like, oh, well, if this is what Netflix is charging, we are Disney.
Yeah, I mean, I could absolutely see them doing that. I really hope they don't, mm-hmm. because I really hope they go, like, because what is DC Universe, like $7.99 a month?
Yeah, it's like $8.
$7.99 or $8.
I don't know. I paid. Because
you paid
like,
a year.
I paid $63 to get. I paid $72, I think.
To get the free month.
To get 6 free months. So, like, mine end up being, it's really cheap because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But I think it is, like, $8 to $9 a month. Mine's, yeah. like, $7.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be, like, $8 or $9 a month.
I also haven't logged on to DC Universe in, like, 3 months.
Yeah, I need to get that login from you because I want to watch Doom Patrol.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
We've already done this bit. We did it last week.
Yeah,
no, we didn't. I wasn't here last week. We did this bit like 3 weeks ago.
We've already done the bit.
We've already done the bit.
No, this isn't a bit. I'm legit like, oh, now you want it.
We did this bit.
This was the bit. Nope. That's what we're talking about.
Feeling still hurt.
Moving on. Anyway. So, how many group chats am I going to be in today? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, too.
How much?
$12.99. That's my limit.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay more than 10 a month for it.
I would go 12. It's Disney. They got me. Like, I'll pay for the mouse. It's fine.
It'll be one of those things, like, I'll wait for them to release, like, exclusive content, and then I might subscribe for a month to watch all of that content and then unsubscribe.
Because, see, they've kind of lost my money after $12.99 because they just took Lion King out of the vault for the Diamond Edition, and I bought that. So, like, you ain't getting my money more. Like,
well, yeah, it's exactly how, like, the DC Universe was. Like, yeah, we got Bat HD. Also, here it is on Blu-ray.
And you're like, well, you just shot yourself in the foot for more money.
Like, all right, cool. Well, now I don't need you. Then they're like, Young Justice Season 3. All right,
good thing for you. A month free trial.
Right. So, yeah, like, and I guess the Song of the South, I don't think, is in the vault. Disney, like, if you ask any Disney execs, what about Song of the South? What?
Song of the S Hooks?
Oh, you mean Garth Brooks?
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah, so the vault, though, like the stuff that they only release like periodically, like Lion King and yeah. a bunch of those other the classic Disney animated films, yeah, they are apparently all coming out.
Which, like, if you're paying, I feel like if you're paying for a service, for them to have locked content like that, it's kind of gross.
Why won't you tell
me? I mean, it's no different than like some of the other services like that'll let you, like FX. You can watch our show now.
That's also gross, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so
is.
Yeah.
Just saying, I don't think it's grosser. Because if I'm missing...
You're missing an entire season. I know what you're saying, but...
CW did it to me, too. I accidentally got too far behind on Flash and Supergirl, and now I've got to wait for it to hit Netflix.
You know, pay what you owe.
Also, DC is $7.99 a month, or you can pay $75 for an annual subscription.
There you go.
That's.
But then when you did that, you also got extra months added on, because that was like a pre-ordered.
I pre-ordered it because I'm part of the
Google
problem.
That question, because if you go to DC's website and the DC Universe website, it's literally just, oh, free trial. Sign up now. Give us all your information, and then we'll tell you how much it costs. Not a fan of that. Not a fan of that.
It's
at all.
Warner Brothers.
Also, remind me after the show. Let me tell you the adventure I had in canceling my subscription.
I will never cancel DC Universe now. I don't like adventures.
Yeah, it was an adventure. All right, so Suicide Squad. We got some news coming out of that. It's looking like, so we talked about last week, Will Smith is out as Deadshot. Mm-hmm. They're looking to, Warner Brothers is talking to Idris Elba. To take his spot.
Yes.
All day.
Yes.
You know, that's one of those things, like, I didn't know I wanted that until I read it.
Yes.
Is Idris Elba in a movie? That's what I want.
Yeah, I feel like...
Well, now he's got superpowers.
He's going to be able to shoot so good. They're going to be... James Bond's going to be like, we should have gotten him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, no, this is going to be awesome. Like, if I am down to see him. Because I feel like he can also play that, like, you know, dad doing this stuff for his daughter way better than Will Smith can. Mostly because Will Smith is just playing Will Smith, as we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm. I know, but he did such a good job in that movie.
I mean, he does a great job playing Will Smith. And sometimes I enjoy Will Smith in those roles.
Because Will Smith did an amazing job in Suicide Squad.
Oh, Idris Elba's just...
Oh, yeah, no, that man's an actor.
And Batista is apparently trying for a key role in the film.
Batista proving that he is 100% ride or die. I... love that man and his just commitment to James Gunn.
Yeah.
Because I am willing to bet there is some sort of clause in these Marvel MCU movies that you cannot appear in, maybe not necessarily a Warner Brother production, because I feel like there may already be like some crossover there. I'm not familiar enough with what movie studios put out what movies to know that.
He probably found a clause in the Screen Actors Guild.
I would be surprised if there wasn't something like, maybe don't do DC stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't think he would be the first one that's gone from Disney to Warner Brothers. I can't think of anybody else.
Everybody goes from DC to something. Marvel, but they don't. Yeah, they don't go back.
They upgrade. Right.
Yeah. Not many people take that pay cut. But yeah,
there's one man, Dave Bautista,
because he loves him some James Gunn. In fairness, I do too. Disney did him dirty. Because of these douchebags on Twitter.
Yeah. I bet they're the same douchebags over Captain Marvel.
That is a perfect circle right there. Yeah.
That's not a Venn diagram.
Yeah. So either way, Idris Elba, that could be really cool. Batista, they're talking about like King Shark might be in the movie. And I don't know why, but Batista as King Shark sounds really funny to me.
Batista in anything sounds real funny to me.
Just bury him in so much CGI and...
Yeah. But either way, this could be really cool. I might actually. Well, then again, I got excited for the first Suicide Squad. I was actually really looking forward to that movie. The trailers all made it look super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looked like it was going to be a solid film. And then I watched it,
Well, never mind. I'm an idiot. Idris Elba was in Thor.
Oh, balls.
That's so. I don't know. I blame Morning Show for none of us catching that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he actually was.
I love me some Heimdall.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I bet Hunter. Hunter was probably, screaming. Like, we're probably going to get the group chat. It's like, oh, no, you guys addressed it.
And then it'll be like, how did you guys not? And then, 3 minutes later, oh, wait, never mind.
I'll be up at the same time Hunter will be. I'll just be like, give it 5 more minutes. We right our wrong.
We get there. It takes us longer than it should have, but we get there.
Night Show, we would have been like, no, Thor, dummy. And that would have been it.
No, the comment would have never come up because we would have been like, yeah, Idris Elba was Thor. Or was in Thor.
Well, yeah, Heimdall.
In Thor. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love Hemsworth. But how'd you feel about Elba as Thor?
I don't know. That would be weird.
I already love it.
He was perfect as Heimdall.
I think he's perfect as anything. He's one of those people. It's like him, Donald Glover.
I'm sure I would have still enjoyed the performance.
Yeah, but. There's some people that I'm just like, no, that person, he is the utility player of movies.
But then I look at Hemsworth, it's like, nah, yeah, they found Thor.
Yeah,
no, that's...
They found Hemsworth, and they're like, Thor? Huh. You want to be in a movie?
Hulk Hogan?
Ooh. He's playing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, somebody saw him just like, can you say anything racist?
Hulk wishes he ever looked like that.
Right? That hairline. They're going to
have to see. That's what's going to be infuriating. That entire movie is just, he's going to have that thick, full head of hair.
Or it's going to be the best CG job in the world.
They could just shave his head for the Hope Ring.
There was the...
Oh, God. I hope so.
Make him walk around just in life like that.
With a skullet.
No, he'll be in the makeup chair for 3 hours to get that. There was an 80s game. I don't think it was a WWF game, but Hogan actually ended up pushing the release back because he was mad that they pixelated his receding hairline.
That makes me happy.
So they had to go, and then as a FU to Hogan, they kind of made it ridiculous. They gave him
over
a
his
giant
eyes.
Bowl cut.
That's awesome.
Look that up.
I haven't heard that story, but I don't doubt any of its validity.
But I love Batista. I love Idris Elba. As much as they burned me with the first Suicide Squad, if that comes to fruition, that's a day one showing.
Yeah.
Accurate.
There ain't much you can do about it.
All right. And then the last bit of news here for this section. The Arrow is ending after a shortened 8th season.
And that's kind of because there was such that big deal a few weeks ago of CW announcing that they were renewing everything. Well, I guess it's been months at this point, but all of the CW-verse shows are airing. And then if you did you watch any of their reactions, the cast reactions?
Oh, no. The Stephen Amell one kind of broke my heart.
He did a Facebook Live. And he was in tears the entire time.
Yeah.
Because this kind of seems like it came from nowhere. They didn't know that this was coming. So it would be real interesting to see how, because are they filming season 8 right now?
Not yet. I don't think.
So they may, so yeah, that might be.
Because they're still airing season 7.
Okay. So it would be interesting to see how they end it. How they put everything together.
I guess it's a possibility they've gotten the script for it. But, yeah, I mean, either way, I'm fairly confident that the Arrow is definitely doing the worst in the CW for ratings.
I'm wondering if this is going to be a... 'cause, and, all these TV deals and everything are so complicated, and the contracts and blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering if this is step one of when Disney and Netflix canceled Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Definitely could be.
If this is they don't want it to be on TV anymore because they have their streaming service, and they're going to start putting more content on that streaming service.
Distinct
instead of having to pay out with, which again, I don't know if they make how much money they're making by being on network TV. I don't know if Warner Brothers owns a stake in CW.
They
have to.
Yeah, I was gonna say they almost certainly have to. But then again, because you had Supergirl wasn't on CW before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what channel.
CBS,
it was on. CBS,
oh, yeah, or CBS or NBC. It was one of the major networks.
Yeah, one of the major networks had that one, and WB obviously doesn't have any stock in that.
Mm-hmm.
They might have just licensed it out.
Yeah, so that could be an interesting if this is the first domino to.
Yeah. Which would, I would hope that if they're going to cancel that, it's because they're bringing up new content. Because like Black Lightning's only on season two, and Black Lightning has been, I got behind on it, and unfortunately I have to wait now for Netflix. But I really, really like Black Lightning. Yeah. Season one was awesome. Season two of what I had seen was pretty awesome.
I know you and your boss both like super dug it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've been wanting to check it out.
It's really good. It's a real fun time.
What do you think? So do you think this ends Green Arrow in all of the like crossover episodes too?
I would think so. I imagine they're going to kill him.
I was going to say, and do you think they kill him?
Yeah, they will almost certainly do that. Otherwise, because I wonder if like part of this is just, I don't know, maybe Stephen Amell's getting like older than they want him to be for the Arrow. Or
well, they're
like,
dumb.
Do what?
They're dumb.
Yeah,
all the problems
the
of that show, he is not one of them.
No.
None of the cast is.
Yeah. My guess is it's very much a ratings thing because the writers for that show started catering to the loudest people on the internet, not realizing that they were the
wrongest.
They were the loud minority because they just started catering towards those people, and now those people are the only ones watching the show. And it's just everybody that wants Oliver and Felicity to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it happened.
And to be the focus of the show.
And yeah, no, like for that to be your primary plot line through a few seasons, if you've got a season where the big bad is Damian Dark, but the most important plot line or the most focused plot line is the relationship between Oliver and Felicity, that's a problem.
You done goofed.
Big oof. So yeah, that's.
But yeah, his Facebook Live that he did on his page was genuinely heartbreaking.
Mm.
Like 30 seconds in, he's like, I have to turn off the comments because you guys are going to make me cry.
Because he is awesome. Like, as the Arrow, as Oliver.
As a human.
I love Stephen Amell. And somebody did post, like, Stephen Amell would be in the MCU if they offered him. So then I'm like, what could he play?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
You know what I want to see him as?
What was that?
Red Hood.
Wait, which Red Hood? Are you talking about Red Hood from Batman?
Yeah.
There's a Red Hood in Marvel?
Well, because
no,
I was talking about MCU, and I was
but like that. Just,
and then I thought you were talking about the Hood. And
no,
it was like,
when you said just like who do you want to see him play? Like
oh,
that's
yeah, in
the
MCU is what I was referring to.
But. Yeah, but I that's my first, like that's my go to. Like I've wanted
see him as Jason Todd.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
Johnny Storm.
Ooh,
yeah, that would work.
That's
I was trying to think. I was like, his body size, that would work. Ooh, Johnny Storm.
Yeah, you'd be Johnny Storm.
That's a real good one.
Him and Tom Holland together being buddies.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Except that he is way older than Tom.
No, it's fine. They don't have to be the exact age. Just be like, no, I'm going to mentor this kid because, like, Iron Man,
and
you're kind of a jerk.
It's Hollywood. He can still play high school.
Oh, I don't know if he can. At the beginning of the Arrow, like,
Hollywood.
Maybe.
Hollywood.
He was definitely like a junior in college.
He's like, yeah, he's like the TA. He's like the super cool TA. Now, hey, guys, I ain't trying to stop the party, but maybe turn the music down a little bit. All right, guys, have fun.
I need this.
Johnny Storm would never be a TA. Yeah, he might.
He might be.
I could see Johnny Storm as an RA.
Even better. What are you doing, Parker? You can do that? All right, I'm not going to show you. Just his hand. He's like, that's all you need. First shot, and then just full body.
For fireworks, you just
yeah.
But either way, yeah, no, like that would be Johnny Storm would be interesting. But I imagine when they bring in the Fantastic Four, they're gonna do a younger
group. Dang it,
Shannon, Stephen Amell as Cyclops.
Oh, yeah. I'm right here. You could have said it to me.
I'm not talking to you.
That could work. Like he's a little shorter than like what my dream of Cyclops would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they'd have to find someone in WWE would end up having to be Cyclops for me to be
Strowman.
Really satisfied.
Oh!
Okay, maybe not that big.
Get these concussive eye beams. He would just yell Braun every time he shot. Like
it'd be like
Optical Blaster.
Braun! We need Allie here.
It would be like, I'm totally blanking on his name, but when he was playing Obi-Wan in the prequels, they had
Ewan McGregor,
they had to edit out the, like, him making the lightsaber noises while they were filming.
No, I don't want that. I want him yelling it.
All right, because honestly, I think, like...
Oh, if we hadn't just done Nerds for Hire, that's the topic I want to do. Worst castings. Like, you pick, like, Braun is Cyclops.
Oh, just terrible possible
casting. The worst possible casting. franchises.
That would have been fantastic. If we've got another episode without Trevor, we might make that just a fun
thing. Oh, I want Trevor in on that one.
Oh, fair enough. Because
I think Trevor would have some really terrible ideas. Yeah. And I mean that entirely complimentary, Trevor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Please stop there for all of your comic books. Ask you, please, do yourself a favor.
I was going to say, it's like, no, you're helping you out.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Go to Villainous Grounds. It's a phenomenal place.
I don't care where you are. Worth the trip.
Yeah. So Dark Horse is publishing The Orville as a comic book coming up here July 17th.
I'm sorry. I thought you got the name wrong of the publishing company. And then I remember, no, Bad Horse is from Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. And then that song started going in my head.
Yeah.
And I got distracted. Bad Horse. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, then. So if...
sorry, Jesse. I'm sorry. It was funny.
And if you guys haven't seen The Orville, the TV show, it's the best Star Trek show.
And if you haven't,
don't at me. No, in fact, at me. I don't care.
And if you haven't seen Dr. Horrell's sing along blog,
no, you should see that.
Yeah, you definitely need to see that.
But anyway, yeah, no, The Orville, like I said, best Star Trek show on the on air right now. Like it's or ever, it's phenomenal. Like, and in fairness, I don't like Star Trek very much. But that should tell you something about how good The Orville is.
Star Wars was none of the excitement.
That's not true.
He's talking about Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's accurate.
Yeah. Oh, I was crapping on Star Trek with you. Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad.
I thought you were crapping on The Orville. I don't know why. Like, I figured, you feel so antagonistic today.
No. I was on your side.
That's just his life.
Yeah.
That's fair. So anyway, you know, The Orville is phenomenal. Like, whenever somebody told me that Seth MacFarlane was going to be doing a Star Trek-esque show, I thought that was going to be, like, 10 kinds of hot garbage.
I mean, A Million Ways to Die in the West wasn't the worst thing in the world.
I actually really enjoyed
it. Yeah,
but
to say, I was like, that should have given you some hope.
But either way, like, I didn't start watching it until, like, Trevor, of all people, who also doesn't like Star Trek a whole lot, was like, no, you need to watch this. Cool. And yeah, no, it's phenomenal. And I'm really excited about this comic book because it's actually being written by one of the show writers, David A. Goodman, with art by David Cabeza.
I love that. I think that'll help a lot because yeah. That's one of my things. It's like, I never buy, like, the Rick and Morty comic. Or like anytime
Dan Harmon and has nothing to do with
it. Yeah, because like when anytime you have one of those like popular TV show franchise gets a comic book, I never really love those just because you don't have that original creative team, and so you kind of you're reading like a fan's interpretation, so you're basically just reading fan fiction.
Yep,
but higher quality and they're getting paid for it.
Right, and a lot of money too. Well, it depends on where it's at, I guess, but. Yeah, no, like, whenever I saw that, because I actually went through the same, like, line of reasoning. It's like, yeah, but that Rick and Morty comic was not great. And then I saw that, like, it was going to be one of the show writers doing it. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm here for it. More Orville. Cool. So I'm pretty excited about that. Like I said, July 17th is when that one's hitting the shelf. And I'm definitely going to be picking it up. And, yeah, and absolutely. If some of you here listening have not watched this show, it's all on Hulu. Give it a shot. It's phenomenal. Like I like it way more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last bit of comic book news. Red She-Hulk. Looks like she's turning Betty Ross at the end of Immortal Hulk 14. Stuff goes down. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody out there that's, I guess, not quite there because I think that comic just came out this last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But something happens, and, yeah, it's looking like Red She-Hulk's coming back, which we haven't heard from that in a long time. She was supposedly cured a while back. I say cured in air quotes because
I didn't know what had happened to her. I knew she hadn't been around, but I didn't know if it was because they killed her or they fixed her or no one was using her. So she just kind of effed off into the white hot room.
That's the last part is like the most accurate, but like, they cured her, like they cured the Hulk stuff.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, cause I guess She-Hulk is the calm, like self-aware version of Hulk. Like Red She-Hulk is angry.
Not that,
yeah. So either way, they cured her, and yeah, it looks like she's coming back. And yeah, she did kind of like business-wise. Yeah, she just effed off to the white hot room. That's what we're gonna call where they store characters while they're not being utilized.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, now she's come out of the white hot room. for the Immortal Hulk, which apparently that Immortal Hulk story is phenomenal.
That's what I keep hearing.
Like, and I think I've read the first issue and I ended up liking it quite a bit, but I haven't read anything afterward. But either way, I'll need to get it on this because I'm
so far behind on just everything.
Same. I've got at least 4 like bags from Villainous Grounds that I haven't opened yet.
That's cute.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a good 6 months behind on comic books. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at.
Not working.
Which is way worse for you than me.
Mm-hmm.
Not working my Saturday job has really eaten it. Like, that's when I got caught up on my comic books.
Yeah.
So
I'm aware.
You're not working enough
yeah.
to be able to read comic books. Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
Look, it's
what's the next story?
You and I do the same thing at home now, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is anything but comic books.
Okay. That was sounding weird. That's all 3 of us, apparently.
Ugh. No, it's just, again, I'm just paralyzed by... I actually was very productive in the sense that I actually watched a lot of stuff yesterday. See, not productive in any other sense, like of being an adult or a functioning human, but as a lump on the couch, nailed it.
You got that. You got your couch potato in.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Achievement unlocked.
Next portion of our podcast. Brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content, including their social media links, at ps2jshow.com. They do History of Gaming end of every month. The most recent one they did was Earth Defense Force.
Haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet, but I'm excited for it because that's a franchise I want to know more about.
And there's lots to know in that franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely check out, at the very least, those episodes, guys. Like, they do their homework and they put on a good show for it. It's very informative. All right, so we got some leaked images of the Google console controller we talked about a couple of weeks ago. The Game Developers Conference. Google is apparently going to be there with something.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea what. We still don't. We've seen the potential of the controller they've got. And
this ain't it.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, this is...
And it's one of those things where it's like, the more I look into it, the more people are kind of are saying, like, that actual shape doesn't necessarily have to be, doesn't have to match the patent, or like the drawing on the patent doesn't actually have to match the final product. So it doesn't necessarily, it may not end up looking like this if it's legit, even, because again, this is kind of a leaked thing.
Yeah.
So grain of salt, very much, but it is super boxy. It's got the button layout of the PS, of the DualShock.
Yeah.
So it's got the
sticks at the bottom.
Yeah, the sticks at the bottom there, even. D-pad on the left, 2 triggers, 4 face buttons, start and select.
Looks like a pretty basic controller. Like, the problem with it is the shape.
It looks like, hey, welcome to Gaming Grounds. Hi, D controllers. Well, we don't have any of the Sony ones, but we do have Mad Cats, but there's 2 Z's on Mad Cats.
So yeah, it's the Chinese knockoff of the knockoff.
Yeah.
Mad Cats.
it does not look great.
Super boxy and weird, but like a weird angles at the bottom towards where the
doesn't look any amount of comfortable. The bumper and trigger buttons look real dumb.
They look like they're flat on top, like there's no curve.
Yeah, like, well, the one picture I saw that looked at it head on, it actually just looks like a rectangle on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's the one I sent to the group chat. Like, that looks like it's just flat on top. There's no curve to it. So it's like, instead of, you know, an Xbox or PS4 controller where it kind of shapes to your hand, it looks like you're going to, you have to claw it a little at the top.
It's like 2 tab buttons from a standard keyboard have been set on top of it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look ergonomic at all.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand why companies don't just look at the Xbox controller and like, yes, perfection has been reached. We will release this.
Man, these angles.
Because that's what Nintendo did.
Yeah. They're like, oh, our Super Pro controller that we're going to charge you $80 for? Xbox controller.
It's almost exactly the same.
All like of our other controllers, also, hold my beer.
This looks super thin.
Yeah.
Like, weirdly, like...
Yeah, no, it looks like what you'd see on, like, the super mobile controllers, like...
Yeah. The Chinese knockoff ones, yes.
The thing you have to buy to be able to play
Fortnite.
PS4 games on your iOS, because you can't use DualShock.
Right. It looks just like the super mobile, like, Bluetooth's supposed to be, like, thin and portable or whatever and easy to carry. That's what this thing looks like, as opposed to a controller you're going to be playing at a console. So I don't know. I really hope that the final product is very different from what that is.
And honestly, like, it very likely will be. There's a very solid chance that this is just like a mock-up. This is just, you know,
a mock-up based on the patent.
Right. This is just someone's best guess based on looking at the patent.
Mm.
Which is kind of what I'm hoping to believe, just because it's Google, and for how long and how quietly they've been working on this, I can't imagine they're going to put out something that terrible.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because, I mean, it's Google. It'll be, like, slim and sleek and everything else. But, like, I imagine they put in some effort on making it ergonomic.
And especially when you look at some of the people that they've hired, like, they understand what's important to gaming.
Yep.
And a good a controller that feels good is critical to that.
Absolutely. Sony finally got their stuff together with PlayStation 4. Because that's actually what it kind of reminds me of. Like, the handles are just, like, a thicker... flattened out DualShock 3 controller.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't great.
Not a fan. No me gusta.
All right, and then the last little bit of rumor we got here. This is super grain of salt, super rumor. So be careful, folks. This probably is not true. Might not be true. The Xbox Maverick looks like that is the diskless system that they've been working on, and they're going to call it the Xbox One S All Digital Edition. In other words, the Xbox Sad Edition.
Yes.
Which is hilarious to me.
That name is terrible. I honestly think that this is like, this will happen. Like, I think this is like super credible. Because it's, you know, and especially because it's supposed to be coming out at, they're ideally, I think Windows Central's reporting like they're hoping to get it under $200, which is a great way to, you know, people who have yet to join the generation, you know, parents who can't afford a system, especially if they do something where they like bundle the Games Pass with it. Because then you just like, oh, here's a bunch of, you know, games that you can get. You don't actually have to pay $60 for on top. Like, this very much seems like a great budget idea.
Yeah. I mean, especially for like the number of kids playing Fortnite,
mm-hmm.
because obviously it's digital only, online only. And a ton of kids are playing it on Xbox anyway, so this is a great opportunity for a Christmas present for a kid who can't play Fortnite with all of his friends who play it on Xbox. So, yeah, no, like, I absolutely see Xbox, like, Microsoft releasing a digital system, like an all-digital system, and I'm completely fine with that idea. And I also really hope there was that rumor going around a while back that Microsoft is going to offer
a disc for digital?
Yeah. Like, you can exchange your disc, like, at select retailers, and they'll give you a digital code for that game, which, yes, please.
I would love that. I'm wondering, that's super surprising, and there has to be some caveats on there. Like, you have to have already, like, you would have had to have bought the original edition, your original game from that retailer, or you can only do it while you're purchasing this system.
Yeah, like probably some caveats to it, but
because,
there's got to be.
Yeah, because if I could just walk into GameStop with my stack of games and be like, codes, please, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that in a heartbeat. But,
yeah, same.
But at the same time, like, why would GameStop do that? Their whole business model is pre-owned and physical.
Well, I mean, they
like,
would
most
get...
most retailers are...
If Microsoft... Like, honestly, I could see GameStop getting behind that hard because, I mean, we don't... the majority at this point now would make up the people. Well, no, not the majority. The majority are not buying games digitally. The majority are still going to GameStop and Best Buy.
It's skewing more digital.
It is skewing more digital.
It went up, I think, like 10% in the last like 5 years they were talking about it.
Yeah. The only way I buy digital is if I can get it for a good price.
Right, and that's like, a lot of the people are that way.
Well, and once my Gamers Club Unlocked expires, I will probably switch to all digital.
Because for the last year, the only reason I bought physical copies, or last 2 years, the only reason I've been buying physical copies of games is because I get them cheaper than I would digital.
Yep.
And I'm not going to pay more for, you know, the digital copy. So, but if it's going to be the same price, then at this point, like, digital is more convenient to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought before, you know, especially back in like Xbox 360 era, I would rather, like, if it's going to be the exact same price, I would rather own, you know, a physical copy of the game and have a case and everything.
Yeah.
But at this point in my life, I'm like, no, it's way more convenient to not have to like carry around discs, especially with how much we move. Like, I bring my system to gaming grounds all the time to play.
Yeah.
And I have to bring a CD wallet with me because I can't just bring like cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more convenient just to have a digital copy on my system. So I could see GameStop getting behind this idea only because Microsoft would be supplying those codes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to cause, like, GameStop's not going to be out any money.
They're going to get a whole bunch of free product.
GameStop's going to get a bunch of free product to sell. Or, like, maybe they get, like...
I don't necessarily mean, like, this particular program. Mm-hmm. I mean more along the lines of, in general, moving to an all... Like, doing things to encourage going all digital.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the long term, yes, in short term, yes, they're getting a bunch of free product. But in long term, they're getting a bunch of free product that they potentially will end up sitting on because these steps are being taken to move away from physical media.
Yep. Yeah, no, because if we go, like, if it ever swings, like, majority digital on distribution stuff, that's real bad for GameStop.
Yep.
Like, that will be the GameStop killer.
And not even just GameStop, but, like, because, Greg Miller brought up a really good point on Kind of Funny of that also could affect pretty much every store that has a video game section.
Yeah.
Why would we take up space to sell these systems if we're not going to get anything out of it? Like, yeah, we get the money from the system, but we're not going to carry games anymore because no one's buying games.
And really,
why would we waste that money in inventory and
the big box stores do not make any money on consoles.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, whenever I worked at GameStop, like, the profit margin on console, like, on new consoles was virtually nothing.
Yeah, it was like 10, 15 bucks at the most.
Yeah. And that's on, like, you know, you sell a $500 console, you'll make $15 on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I only know that from Hastings.
Yeah, like, the majority of the profit is going to be on pre-owned games, but even, like, you know, big box stores like Best Buy, you know, obviously they only sell new. They make, even there, there are some games, like the EA games, make the least. There are other games, like, they can make as much as $15 on a $60 game. Which, I mean, if you sell in volume, is going to be a lot of money. But otherwise, yeah, it's almost not worth it.
Yeah.
Then you have, obviously, pre-owned. GameStop pays $20 for a game, turns around, sells it for $55. And on top of that, like, a lot of their business, they are people aren't even using cash on that stuff. Like, they're just trading their games for significantly lower value.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, trade-ins. That's how it works, folks. That's how GameStop makes a buttload of money.
But still owes they a did. Buttload of money.
They used to make a buttload of money.
I mean, they're still a Fortune 500 company. Yeah, the CEOs are going to have to start taking a pay cut here pretty soon.
But if they can keep one on long enough.
Do what?
If they can keep one on long enough.
Yeah, well. Because they just keep firing people because the profit margins aren't as big as they were. Like, that's the thing that bugs me. When people are always like, GameStop's going bankrupt. No, they're not. They're still a Fortune 500. They're not making as much money. Still huge profits. Anyway, so the last part of this show, I have reserved for Asa's Mortal Kombat Minute. Asa, you have three of those. Hit us.
I mean, it's much less to talk about because there's only 1 week of news worth of stuff as opposed to the 4 weeks I had to rush through last time.
Right.
But we got a story trailer, which kind of seemed like it was maybe in response to the character leaks, the roster leak. But we didn't get really any gameplay. They did another combat cast with Kano and Cassie Cage. Don't know how I really feel about Cassie, because she's got that drone with her that's kind of weird. I don't know. I'll have to actually like play her. And then I just don't like Kano as a character. So I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to. He looks very Kano-y. He's got a knife and a spin ball. And
I actually used to like Kano a lot. Until like the first Mortal Kombat movie was the one that made me like dislike Kano. Just because, like, I didn't like him at all in that film, and I ended up being really happy when Sonya just kicked the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm. Which was the point of that movie, like, the point of that Kano, and that is kind of the point of Kano in general, because he's just a sleazebag mercenary. I just don't think he's particularly interesting.
Fair. I always just thought he looked really cool before that, because, you know, he had, the laser eye and everything. And
they essentially turned him into Austin Aries for 11, like, with the way he looks.
Oh.
No, not in a character sense. Just like he looks weirdly like Austin Aries.
He just looks like Austin Aries a lot.
Yeah. But so we got.
When they grabbed Ronda, they might have grabbed him.
No, because he's Australian.
Oh.
He's a Kiwi.
Kano
not
is.
Australian, yeah. But do what?
Kano is too.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Kano.
Austin Aries is American.
Very much not.
I don't know who Austin Aries is.
He's a professional wrestler.
I thought you were saying he's a Kiwi. I was like, well, so is Kano.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's perfect.
Kano is. No, so we got gameplay. Like, he looks cool. Like, I will play as every character probably just to kind of get a feel. Because as much as I hate to say it, he looked more like my play style of just kind of like rush down. Yeah. And the work that they're doing with the animations in this game are amazing. And also just the little character traits that shine through in gameplay as you play as each of these characters, they've really gone above and beyond. Like, Kano does this extra just, like, little FU kick during his fatal blow move that's totally unnecessary. He's just a prick.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. But then, when we got the story trailer, which was super cool. Again, I'm not a huge fan of time travel in general, but it's NetherRealm, so I'm going to play through this one.
Yeah.
Because essentially, having played through Mortal Kombat X again, that story mode, these are B movies that you just play through as various characters.
Yeah.
Which are great. We got to see a lot of characters that were not confirmed for the game and still haven't been confirmed for the game. But a lot of people seem to think that this kind of confirms that roster leak that I talked about. The only reason I am not fully convinced is because now, again, having played through Mortal Kombat X, how many characters you fight and are in that story that are not playable characters?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
So
it's like five or six, isn't it?
I mean, just the ones you fight against are Baraka, Sindel, Smoke.
Because they grabbed a bunch of characters from Mortal Kombat 9.
Striker. Well, I don't know if you fight against Striker. But yeah, like a bunch of the characters from Mortal Kombat 9 that didn't make it to the roster for X are still in the game.
Yeah.
Rain, Tanya, Tanya ended up being DLC.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just because we're seeing them in these cinematics doesn't mean that they're a part of the roster.
Yeah.
Like, people are pointing out images of, like, oh, there's Frost. Aaron Black plays a pretty big role in the trailer. Shao Kahn, who we do know is playable because he's the pre-order DLC. Kotal Kahn. Like, so I would be surprised. Oh, they did. They also confirmed Jack A. Briggs, I think.
Oh,
yeah, because we saw her. We actually saw her in game.
Yeah.
Because her fatality looks awesome.
I we'll close it out with this. I did actually like Cassie's fatality a lot.
Yeah, that one was funny.
Yeah, they puts the heart in her chest or in their chest.
No.
Wasn't that Cassie's?
No,
Cassie's the one where she heart. No, she shoots you up and down, like up, like across like the rib cage.
Yeah.
And then she takes a running start and kicks the person in the nuts, and that splits the body open and their spine and skull shoot up.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That's Cassie Cage's.
All right, whose fatality is like the rip the heart out and then put the arms through like then make the heart with their hands?
That might be Cassie's other one.
Okay, because I thought it was Cassie's.
Cody said that they showed two of them, but I only saw the one. So that might be her secondary one.
Because she like rips their heart out and like puts a hole in their chest, mm-hmm. then shoves her hands like through their armpits
mm-hmm.
and makes a heart in their chest cavity.
Damn.
Jack A. Briggs is awesome because she just shoots these like explosives that insert themselves into different body parts. Mm. And then she triggers them all simultaneously. So like, the leg blows off first, then the arm blows off, and then the like midsection in each eye, and one in each eye, and then those are the last ones to go.
That's awesome.
It's brutal.
That's all right. A wee bit much, but okay.
So Mortal Kombat that's the definition of Mortal Kombat. All right, guys, that's gonna do it for us. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.